Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and I don't know why I'm out of breath right now. Hang on. I don't know why I started it out like that. But hey, today I want to talk about fear of failure and how that one thing can trickle into a whole lot of other bad habits in our lives. A lot of the times we limit ourselves to staying where we are because that's where we're the most comfortable, and anything outside of our comfort zone is intimidating because we've never experienced it before. So a lot of the times we restrict ourselves, and we restrict ourselves once we probably feel that push or urge for something new or some type of change in general. And we're like, no, I'm not ready yet. Or, no, it's okay. Like, we're good where we are. And we just never actually put forth the effort to see what is on the other side of that craving of change. And it just trickles into, like I said, other habits like procrastinating and broken promises to yourself of, oh, I want to do this and that, and then you just never do it. It never gets done. And then once you start breaking promises to yourself, you start breaking promises to other people around you too, and you make your word less valuable or less reliable, all based on like the one thing that trickled into all of this other stuff, which is fear of outcome, fear of failure, fear of people's opinions of you and people laughing at you, people not supporting you, blah blah blah. And first of all, none of that matters. It doesn't matter if anybody supports you. It doesn't matter if anybody is rooting for you. It doesn't matter if anybody is trying to motivate you. All of those things you need to be trying to do for yourself. And whenever I make these episodes, it's really me talking to myself about things that I know that I could work on too, or that I'm still working on. But for a while, I feel like I was scared. After I reach a milestone, I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, I need to stop. And it's like, why? Like, what sense does that make? You're not even trying to see the whole situation through because, oh, you made it that far, so that's good enough. You stopping and saying that that's good enough isn't, like, it shouldn't be good enough until you get to whatever the ultimate goal is. And it's not just meeting those small goals either. You should have a lineup of goals that you're trying to get to, and if you're not there yet, you gotta figure out how to get there. But that fear is gonna continue to hold you back because the one thing that you're looking for is on the other side of fear, and on the other side of how you choose to react to the fear. It's easy for us to fall back into the same patterns of, oh, well, I'll do it later, but I know I need to do it. But now that I know I need to do it, I'll just make time for it whenever I feel like it. And that's where procrastination comes in, because we start telling ourselves that we have way more time to do stuff than we actually do. And then once that time comes, we're like, oh, shoot, I didn't prepare for this. So then we're scrambling, and then we're stressing ourselves out, and it just creates so much chaos in our life versus us caring enough about ourselves and our future in general to plan it out and to be patient with ourselves, give ourselves enough time to process everything we need to process, and being gentle with ourselves too, because you're becoming a new person every day, whether you realize it or not. So a part of that is having a certain level of grace with yourself, because with you learning this new person, you're having to learn better habits as well. You can't bring those old habits with you that you used to do 10 years ago when you're not the same person from 10 years ago. But you're also having to, like I said, be patient, because you're still figuring out what this new person needs. And one of those things is definitely not fear. You shouldn't be scared of this new person. You should be welcoming of her or him and listening to her or him, and your body and your mind and your spirit and all that is going to lead you in the direction that you need to go in. A lot of the times, the stuff that I've found are suggestions are really the things that I need to be doing. But I just take and be like, oh, well, I'll get to it or whatever. It's like, no, like, that's your answer that you were looking for. So you gotta do what you gotta do, and do it in that moment. Doing things as soon as I think about it is something that has helped me a lot with procrastinating, because if you go ahead and get it out the way, you're kind of like, you're setting yourself up to have more space for other stuff later, and you're also getting that thing out the way so that you don't have to worry about it anymore. But if you're holding on to it, it's just gonna keep dangling over your head until you actually accomplish it. And whenever you don't accomplish it, you kind of end up beating yourself up about it. But it's not healthy for us to be stuck in these cycles. And it's not to say that there's something wrong with you for having these issues, because these are things that, like, we've just been used to doing. Like, these are habits that we've created over the years, and they have become a part of our identity. And with you, I guess, wanting to change it is kind of like, you're probably thinking that there's something wrong with you, which there's nothing wrong with you, but there's always space for improvement. And you pushing yourself towards improvement is showing yourself the love that you deserve and that you need. And overcoming those fears and actually accomplishing those goals is something that you do deserve. You deserve to see the other side of all the outcomes of your goals and where it's gonna lead you to and things like that. For example, for me, I wanted to start my podcast for, I want to say, like, 3 years now, and I finally started it and I set a milestone for myself, and then I made it to that milestone and I was like, okay, I'm good. And it's like, no, like, you're not even anywhere close to seeing the fruits of what's going on. But I got comfortable with being scared. Scared of what could happen after I reach that milestone, because the unknown can be scary sometimes. But I said all that to say, you have to believe in yourself before anybody else does. And by operating out of fear, you're telling yourself that you don't believe that you deserve that or that you can accomplish it. So once you change your mindset, you change your reality and your environment and everything around you, because fear isn't going to, it's not going to get you where you want to be. So it's up to everyone for them to figure out how to release that themselves, but I would say the best thing that I've been able to do for myself to help is to do the things that I want to do and make sure that the things that I need to do are out of the way first. That way, whenever I do the things that I want to do, I don't have to worry about stress and anything like that. And once I start building that level of trust with myself and reliability with myself, I'm no longer scared because I've been able to accomplish all this other stuff. So why wouldn't I be able to accomplish my goals? And that's the same for you. You got this. You got this. There's nothing wrong with you, like I said. But there's always room for improvement. And those things that you might find that are hindering you could be the very thing that could push you towards your goals if you dig deep enough into yourself. But that's all for today. I hope that you have a wonderful day, and I hope that you start to build that trust and love for yourself to be able to get where you need to be. And don't rush the process. Like, take your time with it and pay attention to what you have going on in your lane, not what everybody else has going on, because there should never be a comparison. You have things about yourself that are different from what they might have going on. And both of y'all are having to overcome completely different things too. So in the end, it might look like you get the same result, but you're always going to have something different to provide than someone else. But you just have to get to that point to see what it is. So like I said, that's all. Bye.